Good evening and welcome to Any Questions, WAMC's Friday quiz program. This is Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you left us with a challenge last time, so let's get that out of the way.
Yes, I said start with the phrase question jar. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell a word that follows the word hip in a familiar two-word phrase and another word that means, in a way, the opposite of hip. What are the words?
Well, I was able to figure this one out. You rearrange and get hip joint, and the opposite of hip, the other word, is square.
Very good. Very good.
Luckily, it's hip to be square because they're going to let us keep this show.
Yes. Until Huey Lewis finds out about it. All right, Ian, as I am sure you are well aware, Passover begins at sundown tonight. So our questions this week are inspired by the symbolic foods eaten at a Passover Seder.
Really hoping they're not out of horseradish yet because I haven't finished my Passover shopping.
All right, let's start with the bitter herb. The Japanese horseradish that, because of the expense involved in cultivation, is often replaced with so-called Western horseradish when served with sushi.
My favorite, wasabi.
Yes, that evil pile of green stuff on the corner of the plate, which bites me in the face every time.
Well, I'll have yours, too.
You are more than welcome to it. All right, on to the vegetable. The first track on Simon and Garfunkel's album Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, whose opening lines lend the album its title.
Oh, it's Scarborough Fair.
Are You Going to Scarborough Fair is correct. On to the lamb bone. The rock group, whose 1974 concept album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, was the last to feature Peter Gabriel as lead singer.
Good thing you said the Peter Gabriel thing to get me to Genesis.
Correct. On to the egg. The Academy Award-winning actress, whose now-defunct production company, Egg Pictures, produced the 1994 film Nell as its first production.
I give on this one.
Well, Jodie Foster is going to be very upset that you couldn't remember her name.
I'm going to have to write her a note of apology.
Yes. And finally, to the matzah.
First time in English that sentence has ever been said.
I was just thinking that exact same thing. The gas produced when a leavening agent, such as yeast, is added to dough and the sugars in the dough are converted.
Carbon dioxide?
Carbon dioxide makes the little bubbles. That is correct. Well, Ian's going to lock himself in his panic room and watch some Jodie Foster movies.
We'll start with Nell.
He only went 4 for 5 this week. How well did you do on our quiz this week? What's your favorite Jodie Foster movie? Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to take another look at this week's questions or some extra credit questions. And Mike, you usually leave us with a challenge. What plague do you have for us this time?
Start with the phrase Seder plate. That's SederPlate. Rearrange these 10 letters to spell two things you can do to a bicycle. What are they?
We were supposed to do 4 questions for Passover, but we did 5.
Why is this quiz different from all other quizzes?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, we'll leave a spot open for Elijah and see the both of you this time next week.
Mazel tov, Ian.